Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 8 of the McGaffey Minutes podcast. I'm your host, Kyler McGaffey, and working the sound behind the scenes is Bradley Smith. On today's episode, we're shifting our focus from the NFL to the NHL. Hockey is back. Finally. And the North American portion of the season starts this Tuesday, October 8th. They've already played 2 games. New Jersey and Buffalo opened the season on the weekend, this past weekend, the 4th and the 5th of October, out in Czechia. So that was very cool. The international series kicked off the season. Everybody else gets started on Tuesday. So what we're going to do today is we're going to recap each team's previous season, kind of like quickly, like flashpoint, bullet point style. We'll cover the team's point leaders, who led each team in just goals, and we'll take a look at some goalie stats as well, and then we'll recap which players moved on and which players joined each team respectively. And then at the end of each team's players in and out, I'll throw in my prediction as to whether or not I think they're going to make the playoffs this year. And then closing out the podcast, we're going to do a couple of games like we do for football. Be a little bit different, obviously, because there's not as much to bet on for hockey as there is for football. But we can still take a look at some prop bets, and we'll see if we can win some money on some hockey games this year, too. So that being said, there's a lot to cover in this podcast. It's going to be very wordy. There's going to be a lot of names, but we're going to do our best to get through it. And then we'll get to the fun gambling stuff. So let's get started. Let's start in the Atlantic Division. We'll start with the Florida Panthers. They are the defending Stanley Cup champions. They knocked off Edmonton in the very exciting Stanley Cup final last year. Last season, they finished with a record in the regular season of 52-24-6. That was good for 110 points, and they finished first in the Atlantic Division. And their playoff run, in the first round, they beat Tampa Bay 4-1. In the second round, they beat Boston 4-2. In the third round, they beat the Rangers 4-2. And then they had that exciting 7-game series against Edmonton in the finals where they won 4-3. Sam Reinhart led the team with 57 goals and with total points with 94. Goalie Sergei Bobrovsky got the bulk of the starts for Florida. He finished with a 36-17-4 record, a 2.37 goals against average, which is beautiful, and a .915 save percentage, which is awesome. He also had 7 shutouts, which is almost crazy, which is crazy that he almost had 10 shutouts. He had a phenomenal season in net for Florida. He was unbelievable. As for players in and out, leaving the team, they lost Brandon Montour, Vladimir Tarasenko, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Anthony Stolarz, Nick Cousins, Kyle Capozzo, Kevin Steenland, Casey Fitzgerald, Steven Lorenz, and Josh Mahura. Joining the team this season in the offseason was A.J. Greer, Chris Drieger, Thomas Nozick, Jesper Boakvist, Adam Boakvist, Nate Schmidt, Mackenzie Entwistle, and Jacob Megna. As for the playoffs this year, I do see Florida making it. They did lose quite a bit of pieces. I don't think they're going to repeat as Stanley Cup champion, but they still have quite a bit of talent on that team. So I definitely see them getting back into the playoffs this year. Moving on, we'll touch on the Detroit Red Wings. They finished 41-32-9 last season, good enough for 91 points, 5th in the division. They had a heartbreaking way of getting knocked out. They just missed the playoffs. They went on a run and won four or five of their last, actually their last 4 or 5 games of the season, which they needed to do, and then they needed some help. And Washington was playing Philadelphia, and the scenario was if Detroit had won their game, then Philadelphia would have been eliminated. If Detroit lost, then Philadelphia needed to beat Washington to get in. So Philadelphia was, the game was tied, and Philadelphia pulled their goalie because they wanted to win the game, even though Detroit had already won. They couldn't get in, but they were playing to win the game, so they pulled their goalie, and Washington scored, and Washington got in, and Detroit didn't. So that was kind of a crappy way not to make the playoffs, but that's kind of their own fault for putting themselves in that situation to have to rely on other teams. You never want to rely on other teams to try to make the playoffs. It's just, that's not good juju. Dylan Larkin, captain, led the team in goals with 33. Swedish phenom Lucas Raymond led the team in points with 72 last season. He had a great year. Alex Lyon ended up with the most starts for Detroit with all the injuries they had in goal last year. He finished with a 21-18-5 record with a 305 goals against average and a .904 save percentage and two shutouts to go along with that. Leaving the Red Wings was David Perron, Daniel Sprong, Shane Gostisbehere, and James Reimer. Joining the Red Wings is Vladimir Tarasenko, Cam Talbot, Eric Gustafson, William Legison, Tyler Mott, and Jack Campbell. And I was just reading the other day that Jack Campbell has entered the NHLPA Player Assistance Program, so he will not be with the Red Wings to start the season. And best wishes to him. Hopefully he's able to get some help with what's troubling him. For the Red Wings, the playoffs this year, I think they're going to get in. They were so close last year. I think that they're going to continue their progression forward, and they're going to break the, they're on a franchise, actually long playoff list streak of, I think this is the eighth or ninth season last year that they didn't get in, which is a franchise record. So they'll be looking to break that. I think they will this year. Next we have the Boston Bruins. They finished 47-20-15 last season for 109 points. That was good enough for second in the Atlantic Division behind Florida. They beat Toronto 4-3 in the first round, and then Florida knocked them out in 6 in the second round. All summer and this fall have been contract issues with Jeremy Swayman, and Boston have been the headline with that team. It's been everywhere. It started getting a little bit nasty in the media. And actually, just before I started recording this, I got a notification on my phone saying that he has signed a new contract with Boston, 8 $8.25 million AAV for that contract. So he got his bag, as they say, and that stalemate is over. David Pastrnak led the team in goals with 47 last season, and he also led the team in total points with 110. They went with the two goalie tandem last year. They've done that the last two seasons with Jeremy Swayman and Linus Allmark. Jeremy Swayman finished 25-10-8 with a 2.53 goals against average and a .916 save percentage with three shutouts, which is fantastic. And his partner Linus Allmark also finished with a great season. He was 22-10-7 with a 2.57 goals against average and a .915 save percentage with two shutouts. Now, that being said, with Allmark, he was traded to Ottawa right before the Stanley Cup Finals started. So he headlines the players that left Boston. So Linus Allmark, Jake DeBrusk, Kevin Shattenkirk, James Van Riemsdyk, Danton Heinen, Jacob Lauko, Derek Forbort, Oscar Steen, Jesper Boqvist, and Milan Lucic. Joining Boston this season is Elias Lindholm, Nikita Zadorov, Jonas Korpisalo, Max Jones, Riley Tufte, Mark Kastelic, Vinny Lettieri, and Cole Kopke. As for the playoffs this year, I actually don't have Boston making the playoffs. That was a lot of that, I'm not going to lie, was based on the fact that I didn't think Jeremy Swayman was going to be starting the season with them. That obviously is going to bolster or boost their chances, but I don't know. I didn't think Boston was going to make it last year, and they kind of surprised. That might have been like a last gasp on their part, and it might actually be a risk, but I don't have them making the playoffs this year. Moving on to the Toronto Maple Leafs. They finished 46-26-10 last season, good enough for 102 points and third in the Atlantic Division. Surprise, surprise, they lost in the first round to Boston, 4-3. Another first round exit after supposedly exercising their demons the previous season and getting out of the first round, and then they went right back to their old selves and got knocked out in the first round last year. Austin Matthews led the team in goals with 69. He had a phenomenal season, and he also led the team in total points with 107. Ilya Samsonov took the bulk of the starts in goal for Toronto last season. He finished with a 23-7-8 record with a 3.13 goals against average and a .890 save percentage with three shutouts. Players leaving the Leafs were Tyler Bertuzzi, Ilya Samsonov, Joel Edmondson, Ilya Lyubushkin, TJ Brody, Mark Giordano, John Klingberg, Noah Gregor, and Martin Jones. joining the Maple Leafs this season is Chris Tanev, Oliver Ekman-Larsson, Anthony Stolarz, Yanni Hakanpää, and Max Pacioretty. As for the playoffs this year, I do see Toronto making the playoffs again. They always have a very good regular season. They've got a lot of talent. It's always just a matter of what are they going to do in the playoffs. So I definitely see Toronto making it. Moving on to the Ottawa Senators. Last season, they finished 37-41-4 with good enough for 78 points and seventh in the division. They did not make the playoffs again last season. Brady Tkachuk led the team in goals with 37 and in total points with 74. Jonas Korpisalo saw the majority of the starts for Ottawa last year. He went 21-26-4 with a 3.27 goals against average and a .890 save percentage with zero shutouts. Leaving the Senators was Jacob Chychrun, Matthew Joseph, Jonas Korpisalo, Dominic Kubalik, Eric Brännström, and Parker Kelly. Joining the Senators this season is Linus Allmark, David Perron, Nick Jensen, Mike Amadio, Nick Cousins, and Noah Gregor. As for the playoffs this year, I have Ottawa taking that step. I have them getting into the playoffs in a wild card position this year. I think the addition of Linus Allmark is going to help kind of get them over the hump because they've always had a lot of good young talent. It's just been a matter of trying to find a consistent goaltender, and Linus Allmark has proven that he is one a consistent number one goalie. So I think that's going to be the extra little push over the hill that they need. So I've got Ottawa making the wild card. It'll be exciting to see how they do this year. If they do get in, that would be a very exciting team to watch. I can tell you that right now. Next, we have the Buffalo Sabres. They finished 39-37-6 last season, good enough for 84 points and sixth in the division. They did not make the playoffs last year. Tage Thompson led the team in goals with 29. Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen, he saw the most starts for Buffalo in net. He was 27-22-4 with a 2.57 goals against average and a .914 save percentage with five shutouts, which was great in his first full season as a number one goalie. He showed a lot of promise. They signed him to a nice extension as well in the offseason, so they're definitely looking for him to continue to progress to be a solid number one in the league. Alex Tuck and Rasmus Dahlin were tied for the lead in team points with 59 apiece. Buffalo, as we mentioned at the beginning of the season, was one of the two teams that kicked off the season overseas in Czechia in the international series. Buffalo did lose both of those games to New Jersey, and they did not look overly great, to be honest with you. They'll be looking to come back to stateside and try and reset for sure, because that's not a good start. Leaving Buffalo this past offseason was Matthew Savoy, Zemgus Girgensons, Eric Robinson, Victor Olofsson, Jeff Skinner, Tyson Yost, Riley Stillman, Jeremy Davies, and Eric Comrie. Joining Buffalo was Ryan McLeod, Sam Lafferty, Jason Zucker, Beck Malenstein, Nicholas Aubé-Kubel, Dennis Gilbert, and James Reimer. I do not have Buffalo making the playoffs this year. I think they'll be one of those teams that'll kind of be on the outside looking in. I think that they'll be close, but I don't have them. I don't see them making it just yet. The last two teams now we have in the Atlantic are Montreal Canadiens. They finished 30-36-16 last year, good enough for 76 points and eighth last in the division. They did not make the playoffs. Nick Suzuki led the team in goals with 33 and total points with 77. They had a three-goalie rotation, but Jake Allen was traded to New Jersey mid-season or just before the trade deadline. So we'll just focus on the two young goalies that they had that they're carrying into this season. Last year, the Sam Montembeau was 16-15-9 with a 3.14 goals against average, a .903 save percentage, and zero shutouts. And Caden Primo finished 8-9-4 with a 2.99 goals against average and a .910 save percentage with two shutouts. Respectable numbers for a couple of young goalies, especially Caden Primo. This was kind of his first crack up in the big leagues with the Canadiens, and he ended up being able to get into 21 games. So I'm sure they're very happy with what they saw there. For him, he's going to be backing up Montembeau and net this year. On the way out of Montreal was Jordan Harris, Tanner Pearson, Jonathan Kovacevic, Chris Weidman, Mitchell Stevens, Colin White, Philip Mallette, Elias Anderson, Philip Cederquist, Jesse Yolen, and Matthias Norlander. Joining the Canadians was Patrick Laine, Alex Boulay, and Connor Hughes. I do not have Montreal making the playoffs this year. They are still in the middle of their rebuild. I expect them not to finish last in the division, but I do expect them to not to make the playoffs. This Atlantic division is actually very deep, so for a rebuilding team, it'll be hard. And finally, in the Atlantic division, we have the Tampa Bay Lightning. They finished 45-29-8 last season for 98 points. They were fourth in the division. They lost in the first round 4-1 to Florida. Braden Point led the team in goals with 46. Nikita Kucherov led the team in total points with 144. He had a 100 assist season, which is unheard of in the NHL. Andrei Vasilevskiy was the number one goalie after coming back from surgery. He was 30-20-2 with a 2.90 goals against average and a .900 save percentage with two shutouts. Leaving Tampa Bay, a couple of big names this year. Steven Stamkos, the face of the franchise and a longtime captain, is gone. He's in Nashville. Mikhail Sergachev is also gone. Anthony Duclair, Matt Dumba, Tanner Jeannot, Tyler Mott, Calvin DeHaan, Hayden Fleury, and Austin Watson. Joining Tampa Bay is Jake Guentzel. Ryan McDonagh is coming back for another tenure with the Lightning. J.J. Moser, Cam Atkinson, Zemgus Girgensons, and Connor Geeky. As for a playoff spot, I do see Tampa Bay getting into the playoffs this year. I don't see them making a whole lot of noise, to be honest with you. I think it might be kind of like last year, where they'll get into the playoffs and maybe be a first-round exit. They have been so good for so long that there's going to need to be a little bit, and you're kind of already seeing it with Stamkos and Sergachev being gone. There's a bit of turnover there for sure. Let's move on to the Metropolitan Division. We'll stay in the Eastern Conference. We'll wrap up the Eastern Conference here. We'll do the Metropolitan Division next. The division winner was the New York Rangers. They finished 55-23-4 for 114 points and first in the division. They beat the Washington Capitals 4-0. They swept them in the first round. They beat Carolina in 6 games in round 2, and then they lost in 6 games to Florida in round 3. Artemi Panarin led the team in goals with 49 and total points with 120. Igor Shesterkin was the number one goalie for the Rangers last year. He finished with a 36-17-2 record with a 2.58 goals against average and a .912 save percentage with 4 shutouts. Just a phenomenal season for Shesterkin. He is going to be a free agent after this season here in 24-25. And that has kind of been the headline around the Rangers, is getting this contract done for Shesterkin. Leaving the Rangers this season was Alex Wenberg, Jack Roslovic, Eric Gustafson, Blake Wheeler, and Barkley Goudreau. Joining the Rangers was Riley Smith, Sam Carrick, and Casey Fitzgerald. I do have the Rangers making the playoffs again this year. They're probably going to win the division again. They are definitely the juggernaut in this division as long as they stay healthy. Next, we'll move on to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Last season, they finished 27-43-12 for 66 points and 8th in the division, which was last. They did not make the playoffs. Kirill Marchenko led them in goals with 23, and the late Johnny Gaudreau. I still can't believe that happened. With him and his brother being killed, that's still kind of, every time you see his name, I was writing the script for this podcast and doing your research and whatnot, and every time you see the name, it's just kind of just like punches you in the gut, even though he didn't, like, never met the guy, you know, but just the story in general, and then you think of the family, and it's just terrible. It's so unnecessary. But he led the team in points last year with 60. Elvis Merzlikins had the majority of the starts for Columbus last year. He finished with a 13-17-8 record with a 3.45 goals against average and a .897 save percentage with 1 shutout. Leaving Columbus was Patrick Laine, Alexander Texier, Adam Boakvist, Jake Bean, and Alex Nylander. joining Columbus with Sean Monahan, Jordan Harris, Jack Johnson, and Dylan Gambrell. I do not have Columbus making the playoffs this season. I think it's going to be a very tough, very emotional season for Columbus. Just hope that all the players are able to stay together and lean on each other for strength, because this is not going to be an easy season for them. Let's move on to the Philadelphia Flyers. They finished 38-33-11 last season with 87 points, good enough for sixth in the division. They did not make the playoffs. Travis Konecny led the team in goals with 33 and total points with 68. Samuel Ersin got the bulk of the starts after the Carter Hart scandal with the Team Canada from a few years ago. And the rookie posted a 23-19-7 record with a 2.82 goals against average and a .890 save percentage with four shutouts. Being thrown into that role at the point in the season that he did. I know you hear all the players in Philadelphia speak very highly of him, and you could see he just did a fantastic job for them. On the way out of Philadelphia is Carter Hart, Cam Atkinson, Mark Stahl, Ryan Johansson, Victor Mete, Felix Sandstrom, Denis Gurianov, and in is the Russian sensation Matvei Michkov. Anthony Richard is the other player in for Philadelphia. I do not have them making the playoffs this year. They're still working on their rebuild, but I do expect them to finish better than sixth in the division. I think they might even actually finish a little higher than that. But with how deep the Atlantic division is, I do not see a wild card spot available for Philadelphia. Next, we have New Jersey. They finished 38-9-5 last season, good enough for 81 points and seventh in the division. They did not make the playoffs. They started the season already over in Czechia with Buffalo, as we covered earlier. They won both games. Timu Meier led the team in goals last year with 28. And Jesper Bratt led the team in total points with 83. There were lots of goalies used in Jersey last year. They had a lot of issues with injuries as well. They went with Vitek Vanacek. He got the majority of the starts. He finished 17-9-3 with a 3.18 goals against average, a .890 save percentage, and zero shutouts. Nico Daws finished 9-11-0 with a 3.15 goals against average, a .894 save percentage, and zero shutouts. On the way out of New Jersey was John Marino, Kevin Ball, Alexander Holtz, Brendan Smith, Thomas Nozick, Akira Schmid, Chris Tierney, and Graham Clark. On the way in was Jakob Markstrom, Brett Pesce, Brandon Dillon, Stefan Nosen, Thomas Tatar, Paul Cotter, Adam Beckman, and Jonathan Kovacevic. I do have the New Jersey Devils back in the playoffs this year. I think the addition of Jacob Markstrom is exactly what they needed. They probably would have been in the playoffs last year if they didn't have the goalie injury issues that they did. And now that they've got themselves a certified number one, I definitely see them back in the playoffs. Moving on to the Carolina Hurricanes. They finished 52-23-7 last season, good enough for 111 points and second in the division. They beat the New York Islanders in the first round 4-1 and then lost in the second round to the New York Rangers 4-2. Sebastian Aho led the team in goals with 36 and total points with 89. Peter Kotchekov was the number one goalie, the young guy. He took the reins this year in net. He finished with a 23-13-4 record with a 2.33 goals against average and a .911 save percentage and four shutouts. Fantastic season for him. Carolina is very excited about this kid. I remember a couple years ago when he was starting to kind of push a little bit to be given a shot at the NHL, and he would come up and his interviews were fantastic. The crowd loves him. He's got lots of charisma, and he is just a fantastic goalie. Carolina's got a winner with that kid for sure. Moving on from Carolina was Jake Gensel, Brady Shea, Brett Pesce, Teuvo Teravainen, Evgeny Kuznetsov, and Stefan Nozon. Joining Carolina was Sean Walker, Shane Gostisbehere, Jack Roslovic, William Carrier, and Tyson Yost. I do see Carolina making the playoffs again this year. They've still got a very good team. And with the emergence of Kochetkov and Net, that kind of ends the question of what they're going to do in Net, because their goalies were starting to age a little bit. But now it looks like they've got their solution. So I definitely see them continuing their playoff streak here. They'll definitely make it. Next up, we have the Pittsburgh Penguins. They finished 38, 32, and 12 last season with 88 points. That was good enough for fifth in the division. They did not make the playoffs. They made a bit of a run at the end to try to get in, but they didn't make it. Sidney Crosby led the team in goals with 42 and total points with 94. They went with a two-goalie tandem last season. Tristan Jarry finished 19, 25, and 5 with a 2.91 goals against average and a .903 save percentage with 6 shutouts. Alex Nedeljkovic finished 18, 7, and 7 with a 2.97 goals against average and a .902 save percentage and 1 shutout. Both very respectable seasons for the goalies. They just had some trouble. They had a lot of trouble scoring goals early in the year. Was their big problem. Out of Pittsburgh is Jeff Carter, Riley Smith, Jordan Frasca, Radim Zahorna, Maxim Kajovic. And in for Pittsburgh is Cody Glass, Rucker McGroarty, Matt Grizzlick, Blake Lizotte, Anthony Beauvillier, Kevin Hayes, Bokandi Imama, Mac Hollowell, and Sebastian Aho. I do not have Pittsburgh making the playoffs this season. They are kind of aged out a little bit, I feel. And I just don't think that they've got enough in the tank anymore to get it done. They'll still be competitive just because Malkin and Crosby are who they are. But they're going to need more of a supporting cast around them than what they have, I think, in order to get the job done, just because they are getting up there and the league just is only getting younger and faster. Next, we have the New York Islanders. They finished 39, 27, and 16 with 94 points and good enough for third in the division. They lost in 5 games to Carolina in the first round. Brock Nelson led the team in goals with 34. Matthew Barzal led the team in total points with 80. Ilya Sorokin got the bulk of the starts last year. He finished 25, 19, and 12 with a 3.01 goals against average and a .908 save percentage with 2 shutouts. Leaving the Islanders was Robert Bortuzzo, Ken Appleby, Cal Clutterbuck, Matt Martin, Sebastian Aho, and Ruslan Ishkakhov. In is Marcus Hogberg, Maxim Siplikov, Anthony Duclair, and Frederick Karlstrom. I do not have the Islanders making the playoffs this season. I think they just barely miss out. The only reason why I don't have them in is I don't see them being able to get in the top three of the division here. I just think with New Jersey's resurgence, I think that they take the third spot in the division from them. And just with how strong the Atlantic is, I think both wildcard teams come out of the Atlantic this year, to be honest with you. That division is just a powerhouse, so I don't see the Metropolitan getting any wildcard spots. So I don't have the Islanders getting in. Finally, in the Metropolitan, the last team is the Washington Capitals. They finished 40, 31, and 11 last season for 91 points and good enough for fourth in the division. They snagged the wild card, like we talked earlier, from Detroit with that whole fiasco. And they lost in the first round to the Rangers. They got swept. Ovechkin is 41 or 42 goals away from Wayne Gretzky's all-time record. So there's going to be that watch this season. He led the team in goals last year with 31. Dylan Strome led the team in total points with 67. They went with the two goalie tandem as well last year. They had Charlie Lindgren and Darcy Kemper. Charlie Lindgren finished 25-16-7 with a 2.67 goals against average and a .911 save percentage with six shutouts. He was the main reason why Washington got in. He was fantastic in the second half of the season for them. And Darcy Kemper, the other goaltender, finished 13-14-3 with a 3.31 goals against average, an 8.90 save percentage, and one shutout. Leaving the Capitals is Darcy Kemper, Nick Jensen, Max Pacioretty, Matthew Phillips, Nicholas Aubé-Kubel, Lucas Johansson, and Beck Malenstein. And joining the Capitals is Pierre-Luc Dubois, Jacob Chychrun, Matt Roy, Andrew Mangiapane, Logan Thompson, Brandon Duhaim, Taylor Radish, and Jakub Vrána. I do not have Washington making the playoffs this year. I have them kind of in a similar boat as the Islanders. I think they'll have a decent season this year, but it's just I don't see them being able to get into the top five of their division, and just with the Atlantic being as tough and deep as what it is, I just don't see any wild cards coming out of the Metro this year. That's it for the Eastern Conference. So we're halfway there. Everybody take a breath. It's a lot of names. So not as many stats as we did for football, but there's a lot of names. We're almost there, and we're going to get to some of the gambling fun stuff in a minute here. So let's keep powering on. We're going to go into the Western Conference now. We're going to go to the Pacific Division. We'll start with the Vancouver Canucks. They won the division last year. They had a fantastic season. They finished 50-23-9 for 109 points. They beat Nashville in six games in the first round and then lost in seven games to Edmonton in round two in a very exciting series. Brock Besser led the team in goals with 40, and JT Miller led the team in total points with 103. Thatcher Demko collected the majority of the starts. He was 35-14-2 with a 2.45 goals against average and a .918 save percentage with five shutouts. That line is absurd. He had such a fantastic season for Vancouver last year. Now, he was hurt at the end of the season and didn't really get into the playoffs. And there's talk that he may not start the season with them, but if they're just kind of being careful, I think, with him and making sure he is fully healthy, because when fully healthy, you take a look at that stat line. I mean, you're not going to get much better than that in goal in the league. You're really not, especially with how young he is. Leaving Vancouver was Ilya Mikheyev, Sam Lafferty, Nikita Zadorov, Ian Cole, and Casey DeSmith. Joining Vancouver is Derek Forbert, Danton Heinen, Vincent Desharnais, Jake DeBrusque, Kiefer Sherwood, Daniel Sprong, Kevin Lankinen. I do have Vancouver back in the playoffs this year. I don't know if they're necessarily going to win the division. That's going to all depend on Thatcher Demko and how long he is out. Although their backup goalies, Artur Seelofs, is no pushover. He was fantastic for them last year. So they're not going to struggle, I don't think, but I'm not sure if they're going to be able to repeat as division champs or not. That might go to Edmonton. Edmonton's going to be hungry. Speaking of which, they're the next team we're going to take a look at. So the Oilers finished 49-27-6 last season with 104 points. That was second in the division. They lost in the finals to Florida. They were down 3-0 in that series too, and they forced a game seven. That was so exciting to watch. That was quite a ride that they took us on last year. They beat LA in five in the first round. They beat Vancouver in seven in the second round. They beat Dallas in six in the third round and then lost in seven to Florida in the finals. Don't be surprised if you see Edmonton back in the finals this year. Hint, hint at my pick. Zach Hyman led the team in goals with 54. Connor McDavid led the team in total points with 132. He also had 100 assist season this year, along with Nikita Kucherov out in Tampa Bay. So not only did we have one crazy 100 assist season, but we had two in the same year, which is insane. Stuart Skinner was the number one goalie there in Edmonton last season. He was phenomenal. He had a 36-16-5 record with a 2.62 goals against average and a .905 save percentage with two shutouts. Leaving the Oilers was Ryan McLeod, Warren Fogel, Cody Ceci, Jack Campbell, Vincent Desharnais, Philip Broberg, Dylan Holloway, and Sam Carrick. Joining the Oilers is Jeff Skinner, Victor Arvidsson, Ty Emberson, Matthew Savoy, Vasily Podkolzin, Josh Brown, and Colin Delia. I do have the Oilers winning the playoffs this year, or making the playoffs this year, sorry. I have them winning the Stanley Cup this year. I think they're going to do it. I also think that they win this division. I'm very high on the Oilers going into this season. Next, let's take a look at their provincial rival, the Calgary Flames. They finished 38-39-5 last season for 81 points, fifth in the division. They did not make the playoffs. They're in a rebuild. Igor Sharangovich led the team in goals with 31. He was acquired in a trade from New Jersey, and he has flourished in Calgary, so that's exciting for them moving forward. Nazem Kadri led the team in total points with 75. Markstrom is logged the majority of the starts for Calgary last year before he was traded to New Jersey. In the offseason, he finished 23-23-2 last year with a 2.78 goals against average and a .905 save percentage and two shutouts. Leaving the Flames, as we said, Jakob Markstrom was traded. Andrew Mangiapane, Oliver Shillington, AJ Greer, Dennis Gilbert, Jordan Osterley, and Nikita Akhutiik. I'm definitely not pronouncing that correctly, and I apologize. Joining the Calgary Flames is Anthony Mantha, Jake Bean, Kevin Ball, Ryan Lomberg, and Devin Cooley. I do not have the Flames making the playoffs this season. I think they continue their rebuild. Shifting to the Vegas Golden Knights now. They finished 45-29-8. That was good for 98 points and fourth in the division. They lost a tough series in the first round to Dallas, seven games. Very entertaining series to watch. There's two juggernauts going at it in the first round. Jonathan Marchessault led the team in goals with 42 and total points with 69. They had the two goalie tandem basically out in Vegas. Logan Thompson finished 25-14-5 with a 2.70 goals against average and a .908 save percentage with one shutout. Aiden Hill finished 19-12-2 with a 2.71 goals against average and a .909 save percentage with two shutouts. Leaving Vegas was Jonathan Marchessault, Chandler Stephenson, Logan Thompson, Michael Amadio, Anthony Mantha, William Carrier, Paul Cotter, and Alec Martinez. There's a lot of big names there, a lot of Vegas mainstays that are gone. Joining Vegas is Victor Olofsson, Alexander Holtz, Ilya Samsonov, Akira Schmid, and Zach Aston-Reese. I do have the Vegas making the playoffs this year. I don't see them being world beaters, but they're still going to be good. They're still going to be competitive, and I definitely see them getting in, and then you kind of never know what's going to happen once you get in. Next, we have the Seattle Kraken. They finished 34-35-13. For 81 points and fifth in the division. They did not make the playoffs last season, unfortunately. I am a big fan of this new expansion team. Just a little tidbit there. I love the name, the Kraken. I love their jerseys. I love their color schemes. I am a Detroit Red Wings fan at heart, but as soon as I saw the schemes, I bought a Seattle jersey to add to my collection because it just looks phenomenal. I hope that they start having some more success out there because that's a great market. Jared McCann led the team in goals with 29 and total points with 62. They went with the two-goalie tandem out in Seattle. They had Joey Decord. He was 19-18-11 with a 2.46 goals against average and a .916 save percentage and three shutouts. And Philip Grubauer was the other goalie. He finished 14-16-2 with a 2.85 goals against average, a .899 save percentage, and two shutouts. Leaving Seattle is Justin Schultz, Brian Dumoulin, Thomas Tatar, Kyler Yamamoto, Devin Shore, Chris Drieger, and Pierre-Edward Belmar. Joining Seattle is Brandon Montour, Chandler Stephenson, and Josh Mahura. I do not have Seattle making the playoffs this year. I think that they'll be close. They'll be fighting for a wild card, but I think the Central is just too deep. I don't have Seattle making it this year. Next, we have the Anaheim Ducks. They finished 27-50-5 last season, 59 points, and seventh in the division. No playoffs for them. Frank Vatrano led the team in goals with 37 and total points with 60. They went with a two-goalie tandem out west in Anaheim as well. The young guy, Lucas Dostal, impressed last season, going 14-23-3 with a 3.33 goals against average and a .902 save percentage with one shutout. He also had a fantastic showing at the World Junior, at the World Championships, where he won gold at that. And the other goalie in Anaheim, John Gibson, went 13-27-2 with a 3.54 goals against average and a .88 save percentage and zero shutouts. Leaving Anaheim, Jakob Silfverberg, Max Jones, Gustav Lindstrom, Robert Hägg, Benoit Olivier Grue, Ben Myers, Glenn Godden, and William Legison. Joining Anaheim, Robbie Fabry, Brian Dumoulin, Jansen Harkins, and Carson Meyer. I do not have Anaheim making the playoffs this year. They are still working on their rebuild. They will be probably better than seventh in the division if Dostal, the goalie, continues his growth. But I do not see them fighting for a playoff spot this season. Next, we have the LA Kings. They finished 44-27-11 last year for 99 points and third in the division. They lost in five games in the first round to Edmonton last year. Trevor Moore led the team in goals with 31. Adrian Kempe led the team in points with 75. Cam Talbot got the bulk of the starts in LA last year. He finished 27-20-6 with a 2.50 goals against average, a .913 save percentage, and three shutouts. Leaving LA was Matt Roy, Pierre-Luc Dubois, Cam Talbot, Victor Arvidsson, Carl Grundstrom, and Blake Lizotte. Joining LA is Darcy Kemper, Joel Edmondson, Warren Fogle, Taryn Jeannot, Caleb Jones, Kyle Burrows, Glenn Godden, and Jack Stadnica. I do have the Kings making the playoffs this year. I think that they'll be a wildcard team again. They finished third last year in the division. I think they fall out of the division, but I definitely see them in the playoffs still as a wildcard team. They've got a lot of good young players that took a good step last year. I still definitely see them as being a playoff contender. And lastly, in the Pacific, we have the last place team of the entire league last year, the San Jose Sharks. They finished 19-54-9 for 47 points and eighth in the division and last in the whole league. They won the draft lottery and selected Macklin Celebrini first overall. Fabian Zetterlund led the team in goals last year with 24. Mikael Granlund led the team in total points with 60. They went with a two-goalie tandem last year. Mackenzie Blackwood was 10-25-4 with a 3.45 goals against average and a .899 save percentage with two shutouts. Kaapo Kähkönen went 6-20-3 with a 3.81 goals against average and an 8.95 save percentage and zero shutouts. Leaving San Jose is Filip Zadina, Mike Hoffman, Alexander Barabanov, Jack Stadnica, Ryan Carpenter, Kalen Adamson, Ty Emberson, Jacob McDonald, Nikolai Nizov, Kyle Burrows, and Devin Cooley. Joining the Sharks is Macklin Celebrini, Will Smith, Yaroslav Askarov, Alex Wenberg, Tyler Toffoli, Barkley Goudreau, Carl Grundstrom, Jake Walman, and Cody Ceci. I do not have the Sharks making the playoffs this year. They're going to continue to rebuild, but it is going to be very exciting to see how Macklin Celebrini does. So we're definitely going to be keeping an eye on that kid out there this year. All right, last division. This is the last one, the Central Division. We'll start with the Dallas Stars. They won the division last year. They finished 52-21-9 with 113 points. They beat Vegas in seven games in the first round of the playoffs. They beat Colorado in six games in the second round of the playoffs. And they lost to Edmonton in the third round in six games last year. Wyatt Johnson led the team in goals with 32. Jason Robertson led the team in total points with 80. And Jake Ottinger had the bulk of the starts in goal for Dallas. He was 35-14-4 with a 2.72 goals against average and a .905 save percentage with three shutouts. He was fantastic for them last year. Leaving the team is Joe Pavelski, Chris Tanev, Ryan Suter, Radek Faksa, Yanni Hakanpaa, Craig Smith, Ty Dellandrea, and Scott Wedgwood. Joining the Stars is Ilya Lyubushkin, Matt Dumba, Casey DeSmith, Brandon Smith, Colin Blackwell, and Magnus Hellberg. I do have the Stars winning the making the playoffs again this year. There's probably a good chance that they are going to win the division. Although Nashville may have something to say about that, and we will get to them a little later on here. Next, we got the Chicago Blackhawks. They finished 23-53-6 last year, 52 points and 8th in the division. That was first season for Connor Bedard. They did not make the playoffs. Bedard and Dickinson were tied for the lead in goals with 22, and Bedard led the team in total points with 61, even though he did miss, I think it was 6 or 8 weeks there with that broken jaw early in the season. Bedard still had a fantastic rookie campaign. I definitely think that Chicago is going to be a lot more competitive this season. And it's all going to be, I think, because of him. And they did, you'll see in a minute here, we're going to go through the players that joined. There were a lot of decent players that joined, wanted to come play with the kids. So the players that left were Tyler Johnson, Nikita Zaitsev, Taylor Radish, Rem Pitlick, Reese Johnson, Jared Tenorti, Philip Roos, Colin Blackwell, Jacob Megna, and Mackenzie Entwistle. And joining the team is Tyler Bertuzzi, Teuvo Teravainen, Laurent Brossois, Alec Martinez, TJ Brody, Ilya Mikheyev, Craig Smith, Pat Maroon. So there were a lot of good players that joined Chicago this year. I do not have them making the playoffs, but I definitely do not expect them to be in the basement of this division. I definitely expect them to be way more competitive this year, but no playoffs for Chicago as they continue to rebuild. Moving on to the Minnesota Wild. They finished 39-34-9 last season for 87 points and 6th in the division. They did not make the playoffs. Kirill Kaprizov led the team in scoring with 46 goals and total points with 96. He has been phenomenal for Minnesota for the last couple of seasons now. He has definitely staked his claim as being one of the bigger superstars in the league. They went with a two-goalie tandem in Minnesota. Filip Gustavsson finished 20-18-4. With a 3.06 goals against average and a .899 save percentage with 3 shutouts. And the fan favorite, Marc-Andre Fleury, finished 17-15-5 with a 2.98 goals against average, .895 save percentage, and 2 shutouts. Leaving Minnesota is Alex Goligoski, Mason Shaw, Vinny Lettieri, Dakota Mermis, and Jake Lucchini. Joining Minnesota is Yakov Trenin, Jacob Loco, Graham Clark, Travis Boyd, and Devin Shore. I do not have Minnesota making the playoffs this year. I don't think their goaltending is good enough, to be honest with you. I just don't see it. This one here is going to be exciting. The Utah Hockey Club. This is their inaugural season. Arizona was sold to them in the offseason. So we have a new team in the league in Salt Lake City. So last year in Arizona, they finished 36-41-5 for 77 points and 7th in the division. They did not make the playoffs. They were playing in the University of Arizona Stadium, actually, the last two seasons out in Arizona there before they were sold to Utah. Clayton Keller led the team in goals with 33 and in total points with 76. And he was also just recently named the captain in Utah. So he is going to be the first captain in franchise history. That's a nice little nod to Keller, who has really been grinding it out since being drafted to Arizona a few years ago. They had the two goalie tandem out in Arizona last year. With Connor Ingram, he finished 23-21-3 with a 2.91 goals against average and a .907 save percentage and 6 shutouts. He was great. And Carl Vilmalka had a decent season as well. He was 13-19-2 with a 3.35 goals against average and a .895 save percentage with 1 shutout. Leaving the team in the offseason was J.J. Moser, Nathan Smith, Travis Boyd, John Leonard, Jan Jenik, Justin Kirkland, Josh Brown, Travis Dermott, and Cam Crotty. Joining Utah is Mikhail Sergachev, John Marino, Ian Cole, Kevin Steenland, Igor Sokolov, Andrew Agosino, Kyler Yamamoto, Kevin Connaughton, Robert Bertuzzo, and Jackson Stauber. I don't have Utah making the playoffs this year as much as I would love them to. I just think that they have a little bit more work to do in building up that roster, but they should be a very exciting team to watch. I think that atmosphere in Utah is going to be great. I just don't see them making the playoffs, but I really hope that they at least push for a wild card spot. That way their season is competitive and exciting all the way through, just to give the fans a taste of what it's like. Once you get a taste for that, there's no going back. Trust me. Next, we have the Winnipeg Jets. They finished 52-24-6, 110 points and second in the division last year. They were bounced in the first round in five games to Colorado, which was a very disappointing finish to their season. Kyle Connor led the team in goals with 34, and Mark Scheifele led the team in total points with 72. Connor Hellebuck is the number one goalie out in Winnipeg coming off of that seven-year extension that he signed. He had a record of 37-19-4 with a 2.39 goals against average and a .921 save percentage with five shutouts. Leaving Winnipeg is Sean Monahan, Tyler Toffoli, Rutger McGroarty, Brendan Dillon, Nate Schmidt, and Laurent Boisois. Joining the Jets is Brandon Jaeger, Mason Shaw, Jarrett Anderson Dolan, Dylan Coughlin, Hayden Fleury, Eric Comrie, and Kaapo Kähkönen. I do have the Jets making the playoffs this year. I don't think they're going to have as strong a season as what they did last year, but I see them as being a wild card team this year. But yeah, I don't think they're going to, I don't see them finishing in the top three in the division. They're going to have to fight for a wild card if they're going to get in this year, which I think they can do. Next, we have the Colorado Avalanche. They finished 50-25-7 last year with 107 points, good enough for third in the division. They beat Winnipeg in five games in the first round and then lost in six games in round two to Dallas. Nathan McKinnon led the team in goals with 51 and total points with 140. He is insane. Alexander Georgiev was the number one goalie out in Colorado. He had a fantastic season. He finished 38-18-5 with a 3.02 goals against average and a .897 save percentage with two shutouts. Leaving Colorado, Sean Walker, Yakov Trenin, Zach Parise, Andrew Cogliano, Jack Johnson, Pavel Francouz, Ivan Prosvetov, Brandon Duhaime, Riley Tufte, Caleb Jones, and Frederick Olofsson. Joining Colorado is Eric Brandstrom, Oliver Shillington, Parker Kelly, Calvin DeHaan, Jacob McDonald, Kevin Mandelays, TJ Tynan, Matthew Phillips, and Callie Rosen. I do see Colorado making the playoffs again this year. They are a little bit thin in depth on that team, but the talent and the leadership that they have, I think, will drag them into the playoffs. And then what happens after that is going to be anybody's guess. Next, we have the Nashville Predators. This team here, for me, is going to be one of the most interesting teams to watch this year. After all the big names that they brought in, they really threw the money around that they had this season, and it's going to be interesting to see if it pays off. Last year, they finished 47-30-5 with 99 points, good enough for fourth in the division. They snagged a wild card last year, and they lost in six games in the first round to Vancouver in a very entertaining playoff round. Philip Forsberg led the team in goals with 48 and total points with 94. UC Saros was the number one goalie and just signed an eight-year extension. He finished 35-24-5 last season with a 2.86 goals against average and a .906 save percentage with three shutouts. Leaving Nashville is Yaroslav Askarov, Jason Zucker, Anthony Beauvillier, Ryan McDonough, Kevin Lankinen, and Kiefer Sherwood. Joining Nashville, here are the names that we were talking about earlier: Steven Stamkos, Jonathan Marchessault, Brady Shea, Scott Wedgewood, David Edstrom, Magnus Crona, and Ozzie Weisblatt. I do have Nashville making the playoffs this year. I think they're going to push Dallas for the division lead. They brought in a lot of good veteran players to kind of help their young players along and keep building off their success of last season. They're going to be a very interesting team to watch this year. I'm actually very, very intrigued to see what happens down in Nashville this year. And finally, the last team is the St. Louis Blues. They finished 43-33-6 last year, 92 points, fifth in the division. They did not make the playoffs. Jordan Kyrou led the team in goals with 31. Robert Thomas led the team in points with 86. They went with the two-goalie tandem out in St. Louis. Jordan Binnington was 28-21-5 with a 2.84 goals against average and a .913 save percentage with three shutouts. Joel Hofer finished 15-12-1 with a 2.65 goals against average and a .913 save percentage with one shutout. Leaving St. Louis was Adam Gaudette, Callie Rosen, Sammy Blais, and Jakub Vrána. joining St. Louis, Dylan Holloway, Philip Broberg, Radek Faksa, Pierre-Olivier Joseph, and Ryan Suter. I do not have St. Louis making the playoffs this year. I think that they're on the outside looking in. There's just too many other teams that are, quite frankly, they're just better than they are. I mean, I don't think that they're going to be a terrible team this year. They'll definitely be competitive. They'll be a tough team to play against, but ultimately, I don't see them making the playoffs. All right. That was a lot of names. Everything clear as mud? All right, great. Now, let's do the fun stuff. Let's take a look at a couple of games in the first two nights of the season and see if we can kick off the NHL season with some gambling wins. Opening night, Tuesday, October 8th, let's take a look at the Boston-Florida game. This will be a fun game. Florida's going to be raising their banner. They eliminated Boston from the playoffs last year. They've met in the playoffs the last couple of years. There's a nice rivalry really starting to bud there. This is going to be a good game. Florida is favored. They are minus 150 favorites. The over or under is set at 5.5 goals. This is a division game. Florida was 0-2-2 in the regular season against Boston last year, so that's two regulation losses and two extra time losses. They scored 8 goals and gave up 13 goals in those 4 meetings, and Boston won both trips to Florida in regulation last season. Some prop picks to look for in this game. I like the Florida money line. I do, especially with, I don't think Swayman's going to be ready to start that game, so I think they're going to go with Korpisalo just to start. Maybe give Swayman like a week or so to kind of get himself collected. So I think Florida has the advantage because of that. So I like the Florida money line. I definitely like the over in this game as well. I think that there's going to be over 5.5 combined goals. And for a player prop, take a look at Matthew Tkachuk, total points over 1.5 in this game. I like that. An honorable mention for opening night, Utah has their first ever home game and their first ever game in the season. That'll be fun to watch. They are playing Chicago, so Connor Bedard and the improved Blackhawks will be there. That might be a tough win for Utah to try to get, but hockey's a funny sport. You never know what's going to happen. That place could be rocking, and Utah could just be vibrating, and there's nothing that Chicago can do about it. We don't know. But it might be worth maybe throwing a little bit of money on Utah money line in that game just because of the circumstances. And then the next day, Wednesday, October 9th, a couple of home openers here. We're going to do 3 games on that day, 3 all-Canadian matchups, actually, and they'll be fun. So the first one we're going to look at is Toronto in Montreal. It's a Montreal home opener, which is always special in the league. Montreal always does it right. They're a historic franchise in the league. It's just, there's just, they have that aura, that nostalgia, that everything about them. It is a division game. Toronto is favored in this game, minus 170. They have the over-under set at 6.5 goals. Toronto was 3-0 in the regular season against Montreal last year. They won both trips to Montreal last year, and they scored 13 goals and gave up 9 in those 3 meetings. Some prop picks to look at for this game. The Toronto money line, I like that. I think Montreal always plays them hard. I don't expect Toronto to blow them out, so I'm not going to take the puck line on that. But I do like the Toronto money line. I like the over in this one too, because these games between these teams are usually high scoring. And for player props, I like Austin Matthews to score a goal. That guy is money for scoring in the first goal of the season. So if you can find him, goals is over 0.5, I definitely would recommend that one. Next game is Winnipeg at Edmonton. Edmonton's looking to start better than they did last year, and they're definitely looking to get back to the finals. You can just about imagine how McDavid has been all summer after getting that close to it and not getting it. Everybody thought that guy was motivated before. I'm almost frightened to see what he's going to be like this season. The Oilers are favored in this game. They are minus 170 favorites on the money line. The over-under is set at 6.5 goals in this one. The Oilers were 2-0-1 against Winnipeg last season. They lost in extra time in the only home meeting last year. The Oilers scored 9 goals and gave up 7 goals in those 3 games with Winnipeg last year. Prop picks that I like in this game. I'm going to take the Edmonton puck line in this one. I just think that they're going to come out like a house on fire. They are not going to come out like slacking like they did last year. That ain't happening. So I like them with the puck line. So that's minus 1.5. So you'll find that as like a
it's similar to the point spread in football. You'll see money line and what they call it. They call it the puck line. So it'll always be minus 1.5. So that is your prediction that the hockey team will win by at least 2 goals, which I think Edmonton will do in this game. I'm going to take the under 6.5 goals just because I don't think Winnipeg will score much in this game. And I'm for player props, I like McDavid over 1.5 points. I think he's definitely going to have at least 2 points in that game. And the last game we're going to take a look at is Calgary at Vancouver. Calgary is rebuilding. Vancouver is looking to build off last season's success. Vancouver is favored at minus 200. The over-under is set at 6.5. Vancouver was 3-1 against Calgary last season, and they were 2-0 at home. They scored 14 goals and gave up 11 goals in those 4 games against Calgary last year. That was a division game, or this is a division game as well. Some prop picks for this game that I like. I'm going to take the Vancouver money line in this game. Again, I just with Calgary rebuilding and Vancouver with the power that they have, I just kind of see them overpowering Calgary in this game. So I'm going to go with the Vancouver money line minus 1.5. I like for player props, I like Elias Pettersson to score a goal in this game for Vancouver. And if you can get the Brock Besser point total at over 0.5, I like him for at least 1 point in that game on Wednesday. All right. That was a lot. That was a lot. Thank you, everybody, for hanging in there. Again, a lot to chew on there. A lot of names, a lot of places. A little confusing, but I just wanted to get all of that out so that it's out there for everybody to consume, so we are all on the same page before the hockey season gets started. Very excited for hockey. I'm always excited for fall sports, but hockey's the number one for me. So this is very exciting. I can't wait for it to get started. So happy hockey season, everybody. Check out the here's a shameless plug that I'm not going to get any money for, but check out the new Amazon documentary Face Off on Amazon Prime. Followed a bunch of players in the NHL last season. I'm halfway through it right now and it is phenomenal. I strongly recommend it for any hockey fans out there. So yeah, happy hockey season, everybody. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the start of the season. Take care.